Hey, it's Randy Miles. I am on the phone with Manta Musa from moneysmartlife.org. Manta, I missed you, and we have a lot to catch up on, especially with COVID-19 and the statistics that have just gotten so bad. We're going to talk about that and a couple of other things today.
Yeah, it's good to reach back out to the audience. And before we get into the COVID strategies we wanted to update today, let me just say, Randy, I am proud to say that I have voted. My ballot was submitted to the city clerk of the city I live in. And I just want to encourage everybody else out there to get out there and vote early.
Yeah, absolutely. I walked mine into the clerk's office last Monday, and now I'm tracking my ballot. It's really easy to do and much easier than the chaos that may ensue on November 3rd.
Correct. And here's the great news. In Michigan, you still have time to register online and probably to get a mail ballot. So if you register, you can also go in and vote at your city clerk's office or other location. So get out there and vote, because it definitely has an impact on your life.
Absolutely. Wow, this COVID-19 thing has just gotten so out of control.
Yeah, right now we're looking at over 216,000 people that have died, close to 8 million cases diagnosed. You know, Randy, when we started talking about COVID back in March of this year, we laid out some strategies for people that wherever they found themselves on the pandemic financial experience scale, we put a strategy there. We want to encourage people to go to moneysmartlife.org. Just search the word pandemic. The blog post to come up. You can also go to takecontroltuesday.com. You can get the blog post from the podcast. But listen, this thing is not going to be over financially. The earliest we see is mid-2021. Mm. With winter coming on, there may be another shutdown coming up. I don't know about here in Michigan, but I want to encourage people to go to moneysmartlife.org. We did a whole series of blog posts on storing up. We did the same thing on the podcast, how to store up. So we want to encourage people to store up now, be prepared, do little by little. But here's one other thing. Randy, beware of holiday shopping and spending, both physically and emotionally.
Oh, yes.
I mean, 2020 has been a horrible year for a lot of people, and the industry is going to be trying to get you to put a good feeling on that by buying things.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to go out here and try to fill an emotional hole with money, because generally what happens, you just end up in debt.
Yeah.
That affects you in 2021 as well.
Yeah, that's good. And we talk about that on our blog post as well. So how do they get a hold of us?
Once again, you can go to takecontroltuesday.com, moneysmartlife.org. Check out the pandemic series there and get some information. Let's hunker down. We can't get fatigued.
Right.
We will come out on the other side.
Amen. Thanks so much, Manta.
Thank you.